We're partnering with NOCD to raise awareness about OCD.
OCD is more than what you see on TV and in the movies. Imagine having unwanted thoughts about your relationship stuck in your head all day, no matter how hard you try to make them go away.
That's relationship OCD. It comes with unrelenting, intrusive images, thoughts, and urges about your partner or loved one.
If you think you may be struggling with relationship OCD, there's hope.
NOCD offers effective, affordable, and convenient OCD therapy. NOCD therapists are trained in exposure response prevention therapy, the gold standard treatment for OCD.
With NOCD, you can do virtual, live, face-to-face video sessions with one of their licensed, specialty-trained therapists. It's affordable, and they accept most major insurance plans.
Breaking the relationship OCD cycle takes effective treatment. To get started with NOCD, go to NOCD.com to book a free 15-minute call.
Hi, I'm Alex.
And I'm Nikki.
Welcome to Swipe Fat.
Where dating's hard.
But dating when you're fat is even harder.
So I got a DM from a mutual of ours.
Okay.
Who told me that today, this DM happened today, out of the blue, and she said that she turned her best friend onto our podcast, and she was listening to an episode with a dating coach that we had on, who said to delete the apps and ask all your friends to set you up with somebody, which is, I think Date Brazen was the Lily's the one who said to do that.
Okay.
Well, her friend did it. And basically her hairdresser set her up with the client's grandson. It was like kismet. And our friend said that they are basically having a Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, like love story right now.
Damn.
All because of our podcast.
And she's plus size?
The girl I would who think listens? So.
Okay.
I would think so. I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
Legs is mid. So, right. But either way, she like turned around to our podcast and she took our advice. Well, Date Brazen's advice.
Yeah, not our advice.
Not our advice. Date Brazen's advice. And now she is on a whirlwind romance. So I love that for her. But then I said, nobody has anybody for me. I said that to
you. Said that to her. Yeah.
Yeah.
What did she say? Like, I have someone for you?
She said she only knows one single person.
Okay.
And she sent me his page.
And?
He's cute.
Okay.
Where is it? I'm trying to find it. Hold on. I feel bad because like I didn't respond to her because I was insanely working. But I need to respond to her. She goes, oh, and she knew that guy. Okay. Even crazier. She goes, I feel like that's the part of the issue is I'm like, will they get along?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want either party to be like, wow, you think we would be a match? How dare you? Yeah. Big T trauma. got to unpack in therapy for upsetting people.
I have a friend who just got set up by her hairdresser, which is
really. So should I be asking my hairdresser?
Which is kind of ironic, but the date went badly.
Oh. Yeah, so this is the guy. The one single guy she knows.
It's hard to see. You're going to have to forward that to me.
Okay, hold on.
Or take a picture of it.
Can I send his account without it?
No, take a picture of it. Take a screenshot and just send it to me.
Okay.
You never know.
Yeah.
What if I accidentally liked it?
Okay, I'm going to text you and then just look up this
account.
I get like
too excited or something.
I know. I feel like I should do it for the plot.
You should do it for the plot. This is like what we've been asking for. Yeah. You should absolutely be doing it no matter what.
So I can say, I think I say like, oh, he's really cute.
Oh, yeah. But he's super cute.
Does he even like plus size women?
Well, I mean, I guess. Ask her if he's ever dated someone plus size. He looks like he could be into it.
Yeah, he's got
you
a
know, like
meat
when people
on him.
Have a vibe.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I feel like people have a vibe and you can like kind of tell. Sometimes it's you're like, oh, whoa, not at all who I would expect you to be into. Case in point would be that time we went to the Chaotic Singles event and I talked to that guy for a while and his type ended up being like, Russian women with big noses. That is exactly
models,
how,
like models.
Yeah. Like real thin, like,
yeah,
his exact description. Okay. That's not me saying it was him.
It was him.
He was like Russian models with like big noses. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
As like, you're like very much the opposite
him, and then
of
he says,
me.
And you're like, oh.
He's like, should we wingman each other? And I was like, all right.
That's
never,
enough.
Never been friend zoned so fast.
So fast. Yeah. So that's, and then, so that's my dating update is, so finally got offered sort of to set me up. Yeah, that's where I'm at. Oh, and my one day crushes. If you listen to our Patreon episode, I now have single night crushes.
Correct. Yes.
And I like them.
A lot.
When we went to brunch, I was looking around the bar for my crush.
Day crush.
My day crush, but everybody was married. So
everyone was married at that
like
brunch.
Married or in a full blown like cuddly relationship. So
I did notice that as well. Cause I, yeah, there was one guy I thought was really cute and I was like very
ring
prominent
on the finger.
Very prominent ring. It was like, yeah, giant ass ring. I was, yeah, like, okay, we get it.
Yeah.
You're it taken.
The brunch and the bar we went to after, everybody was taken.
Yeah. Okay. Or, so I guess like don't hang out in Logan during lunch hour.
Yeah.
That's not the time to go to Logan Square to meet a husband.
Yeah. Or Sunday brunch, probably. You know, not the vibe. Everybody is not going to brunch.
I guess.
I'm watching the Mindy Project again.
Okay.
Actually, I have a lot of thoughts about the Mindy Project now.
Jesus.
This is just coming up. But in the episode, Peter, did you watch that? He gets with the sex writer, and she's plus size, and she's just like so cool and chill. But he was like, okay, do you want to go to brunch? And she's like, no, I don't like brunch. And he's like, you don't like brunch? Like, he was, because at that time everybody like loved Sunday brunch. It was especially in New York, it was a thing to do. And she's like, I don't do brunch. I feel like it's coming back around of people not doing brunch.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, because like drinking in the middle of the day really fucks your whole day.
I feel like it's the best time to drink,
but it just ruins your whole like it just
because you can get sober.
Yeah, but your whole Sunday's gone after that. You know,
are you talking about your life experience for that day?
I'm not. Yeah, well, that was my experience this Sunday, okay. But I am talking, everybody's like not into being hungover the next day, and like it's a whole, you know, there's like the
that's why I don't want to go out on like a Friday, because I don't want to be hungover on Saturday.
Yeah,
I'd rather be hungover for Monday.
Okay,
because fuck Monday, that's like an FU to Monday to be hungover, you know.
Yeah, but if you work in corporate America, you gotta see your coworkers. It's worse. It makes Monday so much worse,
I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know. Even in when I worked in corporate America.
Yeah. Okay. But back to Mindy Project.
Okay.
So do you think the Mindy Project would have been as interesting if Mindy Kaling was the size she is now?
No.
No. And how is she finding all these men? She goes back to back to back to back to back to back relationships. She's not single for more than one episode.
In the show?
In the show.
Because it's a show, Nikki.
I'm just saying.
You're acting like these are real, Mindy's real boyfriends. She's finding them because it's a TV show and they're written into the script.
No, I got it. I'm just like, I didn't think about it.
But also think that her character is 100% delusional.
Yes. Yeah. She's,
so I think that's where it comes from. It's this like blind confidence and delusion that she deserves and is worthy of everything that she receives. So I think it's a little bit of that. No?
Yes. I think her Delulu, she was the original
Delulu.
Delulu girl. 100 lucky girl syndrome, original. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
especially in a body that's not thin, you know, because like, yes, you see a lot of those characters like 30 Rock, like the one, the blonde intern. I don't know what her name is in the show.
Me either.
But she's like the model.
I never
like
watched
everything good. Everything good happens to her. And Tina Fey's character is always like, how does this like happen to you? And mm-hmm. she's like, because I'm pretty, you know, like, but it's because she's like thin and it like looks like a supermodel, that's kind of like the joke, right? It's like everything good happens to her because of that she looks amazing or whatever. But I think like the interesting thing about Mindy Project is that
she's plus, mid-size.
Yeah. And she's not white. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like not what society says is like acceptable, but she's still getting all of the things.
Which makes me even angrier.
Okay.
That she turned on us.
Oh, I was like, where are we going with this?
Because she gave us hope.
I think that's, I mean, I, you know, I've had issues anytime. And that's my own problem. But it does feel like you're abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
By someone who you felt like was leading the charge.
Yeah.
So anytime something like that happens, you're like, fuck, how did we lose another one?
And I never really thought it felt this way about anybody else until her.
Mm.
I think because she was telling stories and she was like giving us hope in the narrative that we could find love. Like she was doing, you know, the cheesy rom-com.
Mm-hmm.
But as a mid-sized girl, I think she gave me hope.
Yeah.
But she has body autonomy and she can do whatever she pleases.
100%. But I understand where you're coming from.
But it would not be as interesting if she was the tiny lady she is now.
Mm-hmm.
Eating her plain salads. Who the fuck brings a salad on a plane?
Don't remember that episode.
No. She in her real life, she's now bringing plain salads.
Oh, she does?
Yeah.
I didn't hear about that. Mm-hmm.
It was on, I follow her. It was on her stories, you know, with her child. We don't know the dad of.
Right.
Still convinced it's BJ.
I think everyone feels that way.
I hope
two kids.
Yeah. I hope BJ Novak's the sperm donor. That'd be great.
I feel like she probably just used a random, no?
Yeah. I don't know. But for the plot, for the storyline, you know?
Yeah.
Best friends. Everybody wants them to be together.
Mm-hmm. Well, they definitely were together at some point.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way that they weren't, like, at least making out at some dirty bar.
Like, once.
Right.
Yeah.
And then nothing ever happened again, you know?
Yeah.
100%.
You're not rewatching Mindy Project's on Netflix and Hulu. And I finished Gilmore Girls, so I had to move on to something else to, you know?
Yeah.
Nostalgic.
Mm-hmm.
Background TV.
Yeah, I don't do
nighttime TV. Oh yeah, we don't. We've talked about this. We've argued about it. We can't bring this up. We can't go down this hole again.
No, I need to complete silence and darkness.
Yes. You only watch new shows.
Only watch new shows.
Yes. Yeah. You're so busy.
Some of the background noise I'll put on like Housewives and do like clean or something, because
but it's a
like
new episode of Housewives.
Yeah, because you don't really need to like focus.
Mm.
Like, you know the general gist.
Yeah.
So. And I can listen to them and focus.
Okay.
I can do both at the same time. Anyway.
Enough about TV.
Enough about TV. I went on a date recently. That was such a fake gasp. No. Like, you don't know.
it felt right at the moment, you know?
So I've been on a few dates with this one guy,
mm-hmm.
but recently, and it's like he said this in a, like the nicest way possible, but it still irked me.
Mm-hmm.
Where he was like, "You're intimidating," and it just like
did he mean it as a compliment?
Yeah, he was trying to be like, you know, I'm less nervous now that the date's going on because like you intimidate me and like I was like nervous, and it's because you're so like pretty and, you know, like,
yeah,
you know, confident, you know, like saying all the things, the nice uh-huh. stuff where you're like, oh yeah, that's nice, but it's like a trigger word for sure.
Because we would never say like a guy is intimidating.
Right.
Like if he was like, you're so pretty and like put together, blah, blah, blah. Like we'd just be like, I don't even know what word we would use for him, but we wouldn't be like, he's good looking and has a good job. It's intimidating. We're like,
I don't even think like, I mean, he has an interesting, I don't think it's even the job stuff. Like I think it's like literally for him, he's just saying like, I think it's trying, they're trying in a way to be like, I think you're like too good for me.
Yeah, but it's like that word intimidate, because we wouldn't use that word. I'm yeah. trying to figure out what word we would use for a guy.
I think we would just say that like we were nervous and now we like
okay
are comfortable, you yes. know, because I don't think we would play our cards that, first of all, I don't, men need to stop saying that shit. It's just annoying, but mm-hmm. also like almost you played your cards too much. Like I actually, you could have just not told me.
Did it give you the ick at all?
Didn't give me the ick. I was like, I just said like, maybe we use a different word. I don't really like that word. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, sorry. Like, and then he corrected it, but I don't remember what word he used instead. But he was like, I'm not, because it does take me back to like, dating other people who mm-hmm. have said they're intimidated for reasons that like are not really a compliment. You know, where they're like, I don't make as much money as you. And you're kind of like, well, why does that fucking matter?
Yeah.
Or like your friends all make a lot of money. So why? I don't want to hang out with them because it's intimidating. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like, okay, but those are like all things that you need to focus on in yourself. And I think for me, that's like a red flag, right? Like if you're saying that to me from that standpoint, then like this probably isn't going to work.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you're saying it because you're saying, like, you were nervous to see me because you think I'm pretty and, you know, you have a good time with me. And that's, like, there's, like, a lot of stress to that because you're, like, you feel like you're going to fuck it up.
Or pressure.
Pressure, yeah.
Stress feels just as bad as intimidating.
Like anxiety.
Yeah, you're nervy.
Yeah.
You got the butterflies.
Yeah, that's a better way to say it. Mm-hmm. Or you're kind of like, oh, I like you. So yeah. It's like scary,
mm-hmm.
but I just really hate the intimidating thing.
Yeah. Because I get like, that a lot.
Yeah, I know you do. And I know we both do, but it's like, we get that. And it just feels like what I hear from that is like, you want me to be smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't like that.
Do you think straight size women get told that they're intimidating?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. Friends of mine do for sure. But I think sometimes it's just because you do have resting bitch face. Like, okay, let's say like, no, for real. Like if you're at a bar and a guy like comes up to you and he's like, I wasn't going to talk to you because you're intimidating. That's a little different than like actually knowing you yeah. and then saying you're intimidating. Because like, I'll take that. Like, you know, sometimes yeah. I have resting bitch face and like, yeah, that can come off as intimidating or like I'm not interested or you don't want to talk yeah. to me. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But it's yeah. like,
I feel like I've always been told like with people I'm dating that like it's because I come off like super confident.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I come off put together,
mm-hmm.
which I think I lead with the parts of me that are, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to lead with my shit storm parts. You know, who yeah. does that?
I think who some leads? People do.
Really?
Yeah.
No, you don't need to know. People don't need to know that parts about me until I start having some like for you. But I think it like I've been told because like I come off a certain way at first and I'm like, okay, because if you knew inside of me, I'm like, just I'm scared, like, or I'm nervous to be with you too,
right?
Like I want you to like me as much as you want me to like you. And so it's interesting.
I like that, you know, he was like nervous.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice. It's like nice to hear that or whatever. Yeah. But I felt like the opposite.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was it the bottle of shams you had?
No, I was sober.
Oh. Not gonna give you like false confidence.
No, I was definitely sober by the time. It wasn't until 7.
Oh, okay. So I was asleep while you were going on your date.
No, I mean, I think like the first time I met him too, it was just like felt really comfortable. Yeah. So like I didn't feel like nervous or anything.
Okay.
Like at all. It was kind of nice to not feel like super nervous or whatever. Kind of nice as the opposite where he is.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really hate the intimidating thing because it's like, I don't know. To me, it comes down to the success thing, and it's like I can't change, nor do I want to. And I also don't understand why it is so hard for me to have success. Or like when people see my condo or whatever, that like people get weird about that too.
That's weird. Do you like lead when you open the door? I own this.
No, but I mean, like, I think.
Because it's just like it's a normal apartment.
Yeah. Even people who've like delivered stuff will be like, oh, this place is really nice. You know, and it like, I don't know. It feels like there's this like intimidation factor. Like when I with Guac guy, like Christmas date dude, when I went to see his place, he was like, it's not as nice as yours, you know, like preempting. And I was like, okay. I was pretty nice. Like you've got like, it's clean, nice furniture. Yeah. It's like way better than most men's apartments.
I think feel like people always like make a like a comment like when people come over though, like sorry it's such a mess, even though it's like pristine, like kind of thing. Does it like go along with that or different?
No, it was like just want you to know it's not as nice as your place. That's you
being insecure.
Yeah. And showing it. And like that's where it's like, okay, I'm intimidated. I just don't just have like some more swag.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Hide it just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. But I hate that like that is the thing that's like off-putting. So I have to have like myself less together for you to like me. I know you just need to like meet a strong person or whatever, but it's like, where are they? Where are the strong people?
Well, it seems that you might have met one who just used the wrong words.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see. It's early days.
But that also makes me think maybe like some guys are using that word like poorly.
Yeah, I think that if you are using it in a way that like I'm intimidated by your beauty, that's fine. But when it comes to being intimidated by
you as a whole, you as a person,
you as a whole, or what I do for work or whatever, I don't love.
Do you think there's anything there though of you being hung up by maybe being the more powerful person in the dynamic?
Like I want to be the powerful one.
But you're a little insecure about that.
I think I truly want this equalness where everyone feels, even if they're like, I think it's all perception, because when I was with my partner who didn't have what he thought was enough, I didn't care. And I don't mind, like, I don't think that made me better than him, you know, like everyone's at different levels at different times, like that I might lose my job and need you to support me at some point. Like, I think that there should be like an equality there of like, hey, I'm going to need you to like be there for me in many different ways. And like, that's how life is. Like, I want you to be an actual partner to me, and that it shouldn't matter if I have debt or you have debt or like whatever, you know?
So the answer is no.
I don't think so. No. I mean, I don't think I need to have like an upper hand. at all.
No, I wasn't asking if you needed to have the upper hand. I said, does you having the upper hand make, is there like something a little that makes you insecure about having the upper hand? That's what I was.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind. As long as they're comfortable with
it. A little smirk on her face.
I mean, I don't care. I don't care. But they have to be comfortable in themselves. Yeah. And if they're not comfortable in themselves, then it's never going to work.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I actually wouldn't mind being the breadwinner. That's fine with me, too. Like, overall, like, you don't want to work. And, well, I mean, there's two sides to every coin, right?
Yeah.
I don't mind. But I also grew up in a very different household. And I think that that, like, I do think that, I mean, like, I'm glad I grew up that way. But I do think it is, like, made life a little bit difficult.
Seeing that,
where like my parents were true partners, and like, so I think that's what I expect, and that like there's mutual respect for each other. And I don't think a lot of people see dynamics that way.
I think so. My parents, my mom and my stepdad, they definitely are partners. And financially, my mom makes more than him, but he's the one who does all the bills. And like, he's so good with money and like way different. And they're partners and they do everything together. But there is where my mom takes the emotional, like a lot of emotional labor and does a lot of like the housework. And like, they don't like, I think my mom sometimes truly thinks that they are partners, but I'm like sitting back and he's like, well, what do you want me to do for you? Like in the kitchen, like she needs her to tell her everything to do, or like she cooks all the meals, like, you know, pretty much all the meals. And it's like, it's so not equal, but I don't know if it balances out on the other, you know, with it things that I don't see, but like I see it and I was like, and it like annoys me that I've never seen him make a meal like beside, like for the family.
Right.
He's great. Love him. But like, my partner, I want like to also make dinner for all of us. But I think what they have is like more normal, like the reg now, but it's progressive compared to what it used to be.
Totally. Because I think like, I've seen it with my friends too, where it feels like a lot of the women are the caretakers for the children, even though they are also working full-time jobs that are as hard as their husbands. Or, you know, partners, you know, like wives, whatever. So it is like, I don't know.
I will say he brings her coffee every single morning, and I will expect that at some point to be brought my coffee.
Yeah. I think it's just like hard to like, I don't know.
To not be so intimidating.
Yeah. So intimidating. Sorry, I'm so beautiful. You can't even look at me.
No, you're just so pretty. So pretty. I think on my front, I could help some of the intimidating factor, though.
Like what?
I think because I lead with things I'm more confident in, and it's like, maybe I could be more willing to show like the full me at the start, like be more vulnerable in the beginning. But I don't like... That's something I like will have to work on, because I still have like the strong beliefs that like, why should I give somebody like the vulnerable parts, like me being vulnerable with somebody at the jump when like, I know nothing about them. It's like, I'd rather like, I don't know.
Let them earn it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I will say that one guy I went on a date with, that turned into the sex week, I was vulnerable in messages from the start with him, and that led to us having like a vulnerable first date. So I don't know, I think it's like person by person.
Yeah,
like that can pull that out of you.
Yeah, I think it's some bro you're meeting
like is blah, you know, like you're hey, what's up, like let's grab drinks. Nothing. No.
Yeah, like what are you gonna be like? What are you gonna say?
Yeah.
Hey, do you want to talk about trauma A or B tonight?
Do you want to know my hopes and dreams now or later?
Yeah.
Do you want to know what I find beautiful in the world?
But I think, like, when you feel comfortable with someone, you should be able to, like, talk about stuff like that.
Yes.
And I think, like, that's, it was, like, you know, so far with him, it's been, like, easy to talk about stuff that's, like, usually uncomfortable. And I think that that's nice, you know, like, talking about, like, why the intimidation thing makes me uncomfortable, you know.
Yeah, whatever. For you to, like, say that, like, that's huge.
Yeah. And also, like, talking about, like, things that we want for the future and stuff is usually, like, uncomfortable with people who don't want to talk about it.
This just more feels like casual conversation, like, or it's as easy as casual conversation about, like, but, like, you're into deeper stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Well,
you'll have to keep us updated.
Definitely. I just...
Hopefully he never calls you intimidating ever again.
Fucking hate intimidating.
Just beautiful.
Yeah, call me beautiful as much as you want. You are pretty. You have pretty eyes. You have a great mouth.
Same guy at one point. I didn't, like, you know how for a long time I didn't realize guys were insecure about their looks. Yeah. Like, I knew, but I didn't, like... You know, like, you don't, like, no. Mm-hmm. And that guy, like, went and, like, did, like, chest day, like, chest and arms, because he wanted his chest and arms to look good for me. He's, like, and, like, wanted my reassurance that they looked good. And I was, like, you know, I did. But, like, it's so weird to me, like, that guys want to be pretty, too. Like, I just don't think about it, because I'm, like, thinking, well, do they think I'm pretty?
Oh, yeah, because we're always thinking about ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was, like, nice to, like, to know that they're, you know, also need some reassurance or are worried about their looks.
Definitely.
As well.
I feel like men get more uncomfortable when you compliment them.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I, like, said someone was handsome and they were like, what?
Oh.
Like, all right, you are, though.
I don't know if
oh my gosh, wait. Alexa just freaked out. I think Alexa thought I was calling her.
Oh. You are, though.
You're handsome, Alexa.
Don't say your name too loud.
I don't know. I didn't even say anything that sounded like Alexa. You know, like, sometimes, because upstairs, like, I can hear theirs.
Oh.
So I wonder if she can
hear. They're talking to each other?
Well, I wonder if she can hear. Because, it, you know, she's a robot.
Yeah. But what if the two of them are talking to each other?
The Alexas?
Yeah.
Falling in love?
I wasn't even going to go falling in love, but, like, they could be communicating.
I love that for them.
They're going to take over.
What I would condos. Like is for her to tell them to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
They've been screaming so much more lately. I'm like, jumping up and down, I guess. But, like... You're going cray cray. Like, you need to calm down. Like, I'm worried that you're on meth. Like, the amount of, like, jumping that you're doing.
You think what if they got a new workout program? You know, the trampoline workout?
They're definitely
what if
not
they're...
working out. It's a lot of, like, screaming and then being like, fuck.
Oh. Sometimes I say fuck football. When I'm working out.
No, they're definitely watching football.
Okay. Mondays, Thursdays, Saturdays, Sundays.
Yeah, it's a lot of days. And when they're not,
do you think they watch high school
too?
They're
watching
that's on Fridays.
Football. They're watching so much. And maybe it's other sports too. Mm. I don't know. But it's definitely all day Sunday. Definitely Thursday. For sure tonight, because they already were screaming earlier. I think because
football.
Yeah, but it wasn't even time for football yet. I was like, maybe I don't know. One of them just screams a lot and he says fuck a lot. And that's fine. I don't mind that. I would just like to hear it less. And so maybe, like, when we say it, maybe we just say it like this.
You instead should knock on his door and, like, give him training.
I know. I don't want to be that person, but I, like, want to be like, hey, maybe we take it down a notch.
My bad neighbor moved out, so
oh, that's good.
Yeah. And then my new side neighbors, they had a party.
Yeah.
And they wrote a little note on our door 2 days before and was like, I'm having a housewarming party. Like, you're more than welcome to come.
Oh, that's
bring
sweet.
The dog, blah, blah, blah. But Aww. It's from this time to this time. I was like, I gotta get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I was like, thanks for the update.
Like, if they.
Yeah.
If they, like, are having a party, sometimes I can drown it out with TV.
Mm.
But I can't be watching certain kinds of TV. And you know I love murder. And murder is usually pretty quiet, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it needs to be, like, a show where they're saying they're, like, loud.
Have you ever dated anybody who's a bad, like, neighbor?
I don't think so.
It just made me think of that. Like, that would be a huge ick. Like, if you're, like, hanging out at their apartment and you see how, like, awful loud. Of yeah. a neighbor they are. Yeah. Mm.
Definitely an ick. That's like being bad to, like, servers.
Like, I hate heavy walkers.
Yeah. I don't think a lot of people know that they're heavy walkers, though.
I know.
They are a heavy walker.
That's something I just thought about, you know? That's it. I found a new ick and I haven't even seen it.
You unlocked it.
I unlocked it.
In real time.
Yeah.
So should you date one of these guys is what I'm hearing.
No, you hate them.
I've never met them.
It would be real convenient, though.
True. True.
I could hook up with them and then come down to you for breakfast. And
I don't have breakfast here.
And a debriefing. Well, we'd order it. We'd order it and have debriefings.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Yeah, I like Taco Bell breakfast.
I don't. It's the worst fast food breakfast.
What are you talking about? You're wrong.
You don't order coffee, though. So then you don't know how bad their coffee
well,
is,
I don't
which
want
makes
their,
it worse.
You get coffee from somewhere else.
Okay. Hypothetically, we could just order, you know, bagels.
Fine.
Okay.
Jeez.
I have nothing to debrief you about, but, like,
I'll be like, actually, you don't need to update me because I've heard it all.
I heard it.
Because you know what? The new thing is that I can hear their alarm clock through the floor because I think
is it on the ground now?
I think he has his phone on the floor.
Yeah.
So I can hear it when it goes off at 8 a.m. every day.
Yeah, my old bad neighbor. 8 a.m.? He must work from home.
Probably. I'm pretty sure.
That would be so nice.
I think they both do.
Okay.
Because at 5 o'clock, they're usually screaming.
Partying.
They're screaming.
Watching Red Zone replays.
I don't fucking know.
Well, scout him out for me.
Okay. One of them is a bigger dude.
Okay.
I don't know what the other one looks like.
I usually go small and lanky, but...
Yeah, I guess that's more my type.
I'm an equal opportunist. You said one's a ginger, I think.
Yeah.
Is that the downstairs neighbors?
No. The downstairs neighbors are... they're like
have bed bugs.
Yes, and they're cousins. And they're more like Jersey Shore looking type.
No, thank you.
Dudes. They're
I'm
also
not an
like
equal
in
opportunist there.
They're in relationships.
Oh, okay.
Oops, their girlfriends are hot.
Are they?
Yeah, one's a nurse. I feel like we're giving too much information.
Yeah, we're giving too much information.
She's maybe not a nurse, but she wears scrubs.
Okay.
She could be a doctor. She could be an esthetician.
Yeah.
She could be a lot of things.
She could give us a Botox hookup.
I've quite literally never spoken to her. I just see her sometimes.
Okay. Well, maybe you should be
I don't really talk. I don't really talk to my neighbors.
We can get Botox.
Yeah. Okay. I'll work on it.
I don't know. Hypothetically, you know, if she wears scrubs, she might work at a med spa. Huh?
I'll work on it.
Okay. You go work on that. I'll let you know if our friend is gonna connect me with her only single friend.
Perfect.
Weird. For the plot.
Stop saying that. Could be good.
Could be
does
good.
Does saying it for the plot make you feel better?
Yes, it does.
For the plot.
For the plot. We'll talk to you guys next week. Bye. Bye.
Follow along with us on Instagram and TikTok at Swipe That.
And if you're not a part of our private Facebook group, join that too.
Just search Swipe That Podcast.
And if you love us, make sure you subscribe and leave us a review.